Right, Alex, obviously different players like to do different things in the pre-season and in terms of over the winter. You've stayed around here. What have you been up to?
I think last few winters in particular, I've been away on tour, so I think it was particularly within last year as well. I hadn't performed as well as I'd like to throughout the season. I think it was a case of recharging my batteries and having a bit of downtime, which is what I've had. So I've been just training in with lads in Leeds, doing my own training. And looking at some other life stuff as well. I've just started a business course. I've been going into different businesses and doing a little bit of shadowing just to get a variation really on training outside of cricket, which I've really enjoyed. And the winter at home has obviously afforded me that opportunity.
With regards to this UAE tour, obviously. What's your ambition for it? It's a key part now of the Yorkshire's pre-season and hitting the sort of ground running. So, what are your ambitions as a person, as in the team?
I think first of all, personally, I think I've been working particularly hard on some areas of my batting that I may have got into bad habits to last season. So, in a personal respect, I just want to implement them and be consistent throughout training and matches out there, and then ultimately, score some runs, which vicarious experience, before the start of the season is something that's often the platform to a good season. So that's going to be my main focus. And then as a team, I think particularly for the 2020 stuff, I think it'll give us an opportunity to see where we're at as a team with our skills, our bowlers' variations, and as batsmen, same the game plans, the methods that we've been working on all winter, where we are with regards to them. I think also, I can only speak for one day point of view, I think it'll probably clarify some of the players' roles that we want to use during the season. And also then it shows us the depth that we have in our squad. Obviously players away from England who can't come, it allows young players like a Matthew Waite or a young Reid, a young wicketkeeper, to come in on tour and show us what they can do. So I think the lads are really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it'll be fantastic to see how you get out in the UAE. I think one question to finish on, a bit of a random one, but I like to mix it up. I have noticed on your Twitter feed you've been sharing pictures of lots of exciting foods. I'm wondering, have you become some sort of secret chef? What's that about?
No, it hasn't been a secret. I've always cooked.
Okay.
I was very fortunate when I grew up. My grandma used to take me and my elder brother to cooking school once a week.
Yeah.
So for a period of probably 4 or 5 years from a young age, I went to cooking school.
Okay.
So it's something that I've always enjoyed doing, and like I say, I've had a little bit of downtime, so it's allowed me to explore and prepare stuff a little bit further in advance than what I normally would do in the season. So I like playing around with it, and I do like good food, so it's something that I just put on Twitter just for a bit of a gimmick, really.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it.